don't think yesterday is hard to figure out. Like, it's not, there's no mystery on how the Chiefs lost this football game. I think it was very clear, as we discussed last week, knowing who Buffalo is, knowing how the other eight matchups, or seven, I guess, matchups had gone, you knew the margin of error was going to be really, really slim. And point blank, the Chiefs made way too many mistakes to win a football game like that on the road. They just did. And one of them, of course, in particular, happened right away. I mean, it was the Mahomes interception.
Second
immediately.
Play of the game.
I mean, it didn't take long.
And it led immediately to a touchdown. So pretty much went about as bad as it could.
In that regard, yeah. I mean, look, the Chiefs, did they have moments where you could have seen the tide shifting and they could have gained control of this game? Sure. But in what area do you feel like the Chiefs actually played better than Buffalo? You know what I mean? Like, where?
They didn't. Maybe extra points.
Okay, fine. Okay.
Nailed it.
I'll give you that one. I'll give you that one.
Crushed extra points.
I think that's it.
Honestly, it's a weird game because when I look at that, they did not outplay Buffalo in a single area. But they were not massively outplayed in any area either. Does that make sense? So, like, before we get into the nitty-gritty, the reasons why they lost it, there is no way this show and the way we've acted during this run is going to make me panic over a road loss to one of the two best teams in the AFC in week 11 of the season for your first loss of the season. If you put it in perspective, this is the most obvious loss of all time. Before the season cold, we both counted this as a loss. Coming into the game, I wouldn't have been surprised if they lost. We thought it was a could-go-either-way game. Chiefs made a mistake early, tried to catch up from that mistake pretty much the entire game, and couldn't. Is really what it boiled down to. Couldn't quite make up the gap from chasing their tail, from being down 7-0, a huge, I know it was 6-0. Then it was 7-6, and then they just kind of trailed the rest of the game by a little bit. This game was as close as I thought it would be. It was a battle between Titans. These are the two best teams for a reason. I expect to see them again in January.
Yeah, and the two best quarterbacks in football, and Josh Allen, whether it was the game-sealing touchdown run or otherwise, he was really, really good yesterday. Thought they had him on the one mistake. He hadn't made that kind of mistake, the one interception. Thought that was going to be a huge point to swing the game. It ended up not carrying the momentum over. But, you know, there's, as I said, a lot of reasons the Bills won. And I still think maybe the biggest yesterday was, if you were to compare, and we'll talk defense specifically in about 25 minutes, but you compare what the Bills were able to do in terms of winning one-on-one matchups against the left tackles, left tackle, Wanya Morris, and right tackle, Juwan Taylor at times, in the pressure. Russo and Oliver, the entire Bills defensive line, 37% of the time they got pressure. And they weren't having to bring the house. They weren't having to blitz corners off the edge or anything like that. And that was a huge difference between these two teams yesterday. But yeah, I'm with you. I think there's the real conversation of, like, hey, yesterday the areas that were, I don't say exposed, they were known concerns, and they took advantage of those concerns. Nobody should be sitting here today acting like, oh my gosh, the Chiefs now can't beat Buffalo in the playoffs. No, but we knew they had an issue at left tackle. That popped up again. We knew that losing Jalen Watson was going to put more pressure on Nazi Johnson, number two corner. And
it did.
Where did the Bills attack? Those were the two areas the Bills took the most advantage of in a very close football game. I understand the final score is 31-21, but this was a one possession game for 98% of it.
I think when you go back through one of the things, and so, like, this is what's supposed to happen. Josh Allen's a great quarterback. He's the second best quarterback in the league. If you force me to start a franchise with any quarterback that wasn't Patrick Mahomes, it would be Josh Allen. Part of the game yesterday was very simple. Josh Allen beat you. Josh Allen lived in third and long in that game. It was 3rd and 7, 3rd and 8, 3rd and 9. Like, it was working fundamentally. Things you're supposed to do defensively to win football games. And he beat you. He took advantage of it. He still converted those, even though it was 3rd and 8, 3rd and 9. The Chiefs tried to blitz and blitz and blitz and couldn't get enough to Josh Allen to prevent him from essentially beating them on those things. And so, like, if Josh Allen's going to beat you, I'll live my life. Defensively, it's the first time, and this is the other part, it's like, it's the first time we're getting up 30 in 30 games. So, like, yeah, and who did I think it was going to be? Josh Allen. Of course it was going to be.
Well, and that's
Josh
why
Allen.
The fourth down run is was so frustrating. What, you know, give credit to Allen for making said play. It wasn't a design run or anything. But whether or not, I know that we'll hear from Andy, I'm sure he'll be asked about the play again at noon. That run, whether they had a spy, didn't have a spy, it sure looked like they did not have a spy on that particular play. Josh Allen saw it and was able to take advantage and ends up finding the end zone there. That was just super frustrating because one of the most predictable results on the 4th-and-2 was that Josh Allen is likely taking off, whether designed or not. That's, I think, why I was kind of, you know, what was so infuriating about that particular play. Yeah, there were other mistakes that ultimately put them in that position to where they were a 4th-and-2 conversion away from sealing the game and ended up being a touchdown. But like on that was like, anybody at home,
it was Josh Allen.
You don't have to be that smart of an individual. You can be the most casual fan. If you watch that game and you know anything about Josh Allen, you're like, 4th-and-2, what scares you the most here? Josh Allen's legs. And that's exactly what beats you at the end.
I know that it seems easy on paper and we're all like, yeah, obvious, but that's another reason they didn't lose. The Bills have lost a lot of important games to the Chiefs. Sometimes because Patrick Mahomes just beat him, the same reason Josh Allen just beat him yesterday, right? Patrick Mahomes just beat us. Josh Allen just beat the Chiefs yesterday. But going forward on that 4th, it is easy, in my opinion, to talk yourself into that field goal. You're sitting there and you're like, screw it. Let's kick this field goal and we go up 5. We go up 5 and we just keep them out of the end zone for the final 2.5 minutes. They kick that game, they lose. Patrick Mahomes goes down, scores a touchdown. We all know how that story ends.
But that's why Buffalo's different. You know, we're going to talk later about the AFC as a whole. But what you just said, that's why the Bills are, I view them differently, despite the playoff history where the Chiefs have owned the Bills come playoff time. And I understand, the Josh Allen compared to Joe Burrow in the playoff head-to-head thing that we always bring up historically. But what the Bills did yesterday, I don't know how many other coaches have been hurt enough by Mahomes to do that.
Because they played 8 times now in 5 years.
Sean McDermott said it after the game, like basically acknowledging we have seen giving the ball back to Mahomes what he will do, whether it's 13 seconds. In this case, it would have been a minute and a half, minute 50 or whatever it was going to be at that point. They knew they couldn't let that happen again because they've been burned by it time and time again. That's why the Bills are uniquely in this spot versus, I'll even say Baltimore, if we want to say in the past, Cincy or Houston, if they see him in the playoffs, or Pittsburgh. And I think Mike Tomlin might be smart enough to do it because he's a hell of a coach. But a lot of coaches would have just taken the field goal. Sean McDermott, maybe 5 years ago, 3 years ago, in fact, I know he would have because he did. 3 years ago, he would have kicked the field goal. Not anymore. And that's why they're a little more dangerous than the others, because they're willing to do that because they've been beat enough.
Yeah. And that good for them, I guess, is what I would say. And, you know, like I get it that they've gotten I panic. And I think Buffalo used to care about this regular season win. The way that we joke about Cincinnati won their Super Bowl or the Raiders won their Super Bowl and all the teams we would joke about for all those years who this was the end-all, be-all of their season gold, and we'd be like, congrats to you,
well,
I guess.
We saw the golf clap from Travis.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's like, all right, good for you. I think, truthfully, I think Buffalo knows. They're like, hey, look, we're glad we got the win. It keeps us alive for the one seed. We're not claiming it's nothing, but they know. I mean, Josh Allen in the post-game field report, if you saw him, he's like, this is just one. He's like, are you sure it's just one? I mean, you know how much this game means. He's like, it's only one. Like, what more can I count it as?
Yeah, it's massive for number one seed. It's massive for the number one seed. It doesn't, the Chiefs would have won in this thing. The number one seed is over. Instead, it's a little interesting now down the stretch, to say the least. But yeah, they all know. I think Bills fans are smart enough at this point. If they lose in the playoffs, whether it's against Kansas City or against anybody, frankly, before a Super Bowl, then this doesn't mean a damn thing. But we are still in November. We're not in the playoffs yet. And so we're talking about the results from yesterday. And the Bills were clearly the better team yesterday. And the great debate will be if they rematch in January is, are the Chiefs better than they were in November? And who's healthy? They had injuries. The Chiefs obviously have plenty of injuries. That's what will be fun about if we get a rematch in January is these two teams are not going to be the exact same teams as they were now in January.
I think that's what makes it fun. I mean, and again, I watched that game and I'm assuming you feel the same way where it's just like, this is a heavyweight fight. These are two teams battling to the death. This time they got it. And that's okay. But it does... I think it's almost impossible for it to not soften the blow, knowing what you said to open the show, which is, this is the first time we have come on the air in 11 months following a Chiefs loss. 11 months! We made it almost a full calendar year without coming on this show and being like, well, they lost. It doesn't... in the grand scheme of things, it can teach you about yourself, and I do think that there's some truth. Not that I think that they... I'm far from the conspiracy theorist in this. No, I do not think they lost this game on purpose to take away the heat from the number one seed. No, I do not. You know, there's a million conspiracy theories.
They didn't want the perfect season anyway, Cody. They just didn't want it.
They thought it looked too clean. I don't think any of those things are happening. Do I think losing the perfect season takes a little heat off? Yeah, I do. Do I think that there can be a little benefit in losing that game? Yeah, I do. Will I feel that way if this ends up costing them the number one seed? Hell no. Absolutely not. Because if this is the game that cost them the number one seed, really the next 3 weeks for Buffalo, they're on a bye next week, the next three games for Buffalo will determine
the one
where the one seed kind of goes, because their final three games are the Jets twice in New England, I think, or New England twice in the Jets. It doesn't matter.
They got San Fran, the Rams, and then Rams and Detroit on the road. So I think we'll know in about a month. For sure.
If the Chiefs are going to have to win out in order to keep it.
The pressure thing on the undefeated, I don't think that would have become a thing until how do they handle that tough three-game stretch in terms of games in a certain amount of days around Christmas with Cleveland, Pittsburgh, and Houston. That's when, if you're undefeated, I think how they navigated that would have been interesting. How they would have navigated, of course, the final game of the season if they were undefeated, although I think it would have been an easy decision at that point. Now, that if you want to say it's easier because of that, I guess, but now this idea of like they were intentionally, you know, not spying Josh Allen on the last play because they want to save it. Like, I call BS on that. Are there looks the Chiefs didn't show? Yes. Are the Chiefs going to learn from the loss? Of course. Is Buffalo going to learn from even in a win?
Yes.
Of course. But this notion, like, if the Chiefs knew that having a spy on the 4th-and-2 would have worked, they would have done it.
Yes.
like,
are you kidding?
Like Chris Jones. Yeah. I mean, a lot of people are talking about Chris Jones. Like, hey, he didn't hold his rush lane. And then Josh Allen saw it, took advantage. Sure. Josh Allen made a great play too. Let's acknowledge what he was capable of doing.
Second best quarterback.
But I just don't buy the, like, they knew something would have worked, Cody, but they said, screw it, we'll save it. No, they will have different looks, but it doesn't mean they intentionally didn't do something that would have won this game.
The only conspiracy I'll buy into is they waited to unleash Xavier Worthy until the Bills game. Just to rub it in their face. But really,
no, why was DeAndre Hopkins only getting 50% of the snaps? Weird. We're going to get into that a little bit later on in the show.